Air, courtesy of VoicePrint. To hear this interview in its entirety, please visit their website at voiceprintcanada.com or call VoicePrint at 1-800-567-6755, extension 226.
And now it's time for the Community Radio Report. This week, the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, the CRTC, released a decision that will provide stable funding for community radio in Canada for the very first time. More than $750,000 each year will go towards the Community Radio Fund of Canada to help support stations. The money was part of a larger policy that governs the sector. Groundwire spoke with the three groups representing community radio in Canada. Here's Shelley Robinson of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Martin Bougie, Executive Director of the Association des Radiodiffuseurs Communautaires du Québec, and François Côté, Executive Director of Alliance des Radios Communautaires du Canada.
My name is Shelley Robinson, and I'm the Executive Director of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. There's a number of new and encouraging things that the CRTC just released in their update to the Campus and Community Radio Policy. The big one that lots of people are talking about is the fact that the sector has got money for the first time. The Community Radio Fund of Canada is now eligible and it will, in fact, be mandated to get a certain percentage of the Canadian Content Development Contributions. So it's going to equal over $700,000 a year. So that's huge. Internally, sort of within community radio stations, there's also some other big changes that happen. So, for instance, we always used to be defined as an alternative to the commercial and the public radio broadcasting sector, and now we don't have that same sense of being defined by what we're not, but they defined us more positively as what we are, which is by virtue of our structure, so non-profit, public access, driven by volunteers for the most part. So that was also a really great thing. But there are some other things that we as a sector asked for. So, for instance, we asked for spectrum to be reserved for community stations in communities that don't already have a station. The CRTC came back and said, well, we're not the right ones to do that. That's the governor and council. So for as to what's next is we're going to be taking that request to the governor and council.
I'm François Côté. I'm Secretary General of Alliance des Radios Communautaires du Canada. We decided that the three big associations of community radios in Canada should work together toward the new policy for community radio on campus. We did a very, very good job in front of the CRTC. The first big success for us would be financing. The fact that the CRTC recognized that our sector was underfunded was the biggest news of the new policy.
Martin Bougie, Executive Manager from Quebec Community Radio Association. It just made sense for us to sit at the same table and speak one voice for the whole sector. We all sit in markets where it's hard to just finance the mission, and this mission has a cost. When you want to provide good services, good local services, local information and such, well, this has a cost. I think it's worth mentioning, too, that there is a little line in the definition that just says that community campus radio is a guaranteed local radio service. And this is very important. Citizens all over the country are seeing their local service just getting out. They really have to rely on local media, such as community and campus radio. So we really stand as one sector now. I would have just one message to send to all stations across Canada is just get involved in the fund. This is a very historic time, and the fund relies on its members to take decisions and everything.
One thing that I've learned the last couple of years is it's so important to be present at CRTC's hearing every time. So we need to be more present at those hearings to let the CRTC knows, hey, we do care and we are here and it's important to us.
The CRTC has done their bit and now it's our time to sort of stand up and keep it going. We want to build on our momentum.
That's all from Groundwire Community Radio News this week. We thank headline producer David Parker, Jabba Loren, Omer Raem Toula and Freda Redden. Production was done by CKUT in Montreal.
Thanks for listening. I've been your host, Laurent Sénéchal, and
Joel Bard. Groundwire is a project of the National Campus and Community Radio Association and airs on over 30 community radio stations across Canada. All our episodes are available for podcasting at groundwire.ncra.ca. For their support, Groundwire thanks the Public Service Alliance of Canada. Think public and visit psac.com for more information. We also thank the Canadian Union of Public Employees. See qp.ca for details.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Hot Mess, your favorite radio show. How's that for intros? All right, I'm Jay Awesome. I'm here with you. This is Hot Mess. We are on CITR 101.9 FM, and hell of a show for you today. Hell of a show. I'm going to get right off the bat and tell you about the Arcade Fire. You love them. You know them. They're coming to Vancouver. That's exciting. Nobody seems to know much about venues or concert day. Concert date. I'm just going to throw a dart at it and say possibly September 28th. Does that sound right? I don't know. If I'm wrong, call in 604-822-2487 and correct me. Oh yeah, Arcade Fire, month of May on Hot Mess.
Come and make a record in the month of May. Watching my mind spin, watching how time turn enemies into friends, and friends to enemies. Why did he envy me? Is it because I MC break it in social scenes? How do you mean? Of course I miss him, but I had to diss him all, cause self-hate is not my mission. Nope,
I'm just a man, doing the best I can, doing the best I can. I'm just a man, I might fall short, but I love the unseen hand, love the unseen hand, love the unseen hand. I'm just a man, doing the best I can, doing the best I can. I'm just a man, I might fall short, but I love the unseen hand.
Yeah, sometimes I ask myself, I ask late at night, who am I using, who is abusing, who is he choosing, who am I sleeping on that I'm confusing, who is my muse? She probably plays the guitar, probably fourth dimensional, probably lived in bars. So many scars, young black boy in my room, made my style animated, call my style cartoon. That you bump when you're driving up the coastline, your closed mind exposed by the sunshine, designed by the
I'm
most
just
high.
A man, doing the best I can, doing the best I can. I'm just a man, I might fall short, but I love the unseen hand, love the unseen hand, love the unseen hand. I'm just a man, doing the best I can, doing the best I can. I'm just a man, I might fall short, but I love the unseen hand.
You better believe it.
Yeah. It's a habit strip that leaves a man with Atlas grip. Windows covered, single mattress on Friday nights. He beats his actress. We'll cross the bridge on Albert Street. There lives this girl she used to be. Still half naked, she falls in traffic. Your dumbass kid, here's your dumbass right back. I won't come back crawling again.
Hello, boys and girls. Oh, man. Wasn't that a fun little... You know what? Conventional radio would call that a rock ride. But I'm not going to do that. I won't call it that at all. I'll call it playing a bunch of kick-ass songs in a row for your enjoyment on this hot as hell Friday afternoon in the city. Oh, we heard some hard Arcade Fire in there. We heard some Chaos. We heard some hot heat. And we have a station ID from the presets, so I played some presets. Those Australian chaps sure know how to bust a beat. And I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. Usually I'm joined here in the studio with at least one other DJ from our show. But today I'm flying solo. And it's weird. It's lonely. It's lonely at the top. You know? Usually I'd be having a conversation with someone right now. Probably arguing with them because I didn't agree with their ideas or their point of view. But unless you call in and argue with me, then there's not going to be any arguing. I mean, I can just shout into the emptiness of the studio, "No! I disagree!" Right? But then if I do that, there's no one answering back. So it's kind of pointless. Whatever. I don't mind. If you want to call in, 604-822-2487 is the number. The show you're listening to is Hot Mess. You can follow us on Twitter, although I'm not really sure what the point is, but our other DJ, Ed Vint, seems to think it's very important. Twitter.com/HOTMESSDOTORG. Twitter.com/HotMess.org. And follow us. Or if you prefer, come on down here to the UBC where we do the show from, CITR. And you can literally follow me. You can follow me out of the studio to my car. You can follow me back to my house and watch me through my window with binoculars if you like. Whatever you want to do. I don't mind. I'm kind of into the idea of having a stalker. So 604-822-2487 is the number here. I'm going to shut up for a while and play some more tunes here on Hot Mess. So why don't I just do that? This is another Canadian chap. How about a little Sebastian Granger? Yeah. Yeah, why not? By Cover of Night here on Hot Mess.
By cover of trees I run. By cover of trees I run. By cover of the moon I become one with the night. Oh, 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 oh. By cover of the waves I sleep. On a bed of waves and so sweetly I dream of life. I need when it comes to you.
Leave
Oh, wow. That was Hot Mess's very own Blantron. That's right. DJ Blantron from right here in Vancouver, and her cover of Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio. And without further ado, here's another band playing Wolf Like Me, covering TV on the Radio. In fact, that's all I'm going to play for the next hour, is bands and artists covering Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio, because that's how much I think that song is just okay. This is Local H covering the same damn song right here on Hot Mess.
Baby, won't you lay your hands on me? Thank you.
Holy smokes. Wow. Man, I feel sorry for you if you don't like the song Wolf Like Me, because I just played it 3 times by 3 different artists. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. I might play it again later. I don't know. I don't know how I'm feeling right now. No, I probably won't do that. Man, awesome. That, of course, was the original by the original band, TV on the Radio. Before that, Local H playing Wolf Like Me. And before that, the Hot Mess radio show's very own Blondtron, who's on her way to Whistler right now to make people in the mountains dance. Boogie woogie, probably. They're going to boogie down. Anyways, here's a bunch of commercials about stuff.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Latin Summerfest on Sunday, August 15th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Trout Lake Park. Come enjoy music, browse the artisan market, and enjoy delicious Latin food. The Latin Summerfest, Sunday, August 15th at Trout Lake Park in East Vancouver. For more information, visit latinsummerfest.org.
Well, that was a commercial. My plan was to play a bunch of commercials, but I guess I'm just not that tech savvy. What are you gonna do? I don't know. Man, you are, of course, listening to the Hot Mess show here at CITR. You're probably out in the sun enjoying yourself, listening to this on your ghetto blaster, maybe your Walkman, maybe you're getting us on a ham radio. Because you live in the past. But that's all right. As long as you're listening to stuff from the future, you're going to know what to do when the moment's right. When the moment comes, you're going to know what to do. Because we're giving you information on this show. Great information. Information about music, which is probably the most important kind of information. Here's some information. As far as I'm concerned, Guns N' Roses ripped off a band called Budgie. There, I said it. I know, I'm shocked as well. It blew my mind. Appetite for Destruction. Well, a particular song on Appetite for Destruction sounds a lot like a song by a band called Budgie. I think they were around in the late 60s, early 70s, possibly. Yeah. 73. They released a song called Bread Fan. And I'm going to let you listen to it. And I don't know. Call in. Tell me what you think. 604-822-2487. I'm saying right now, though, that this sounds a lot like a song by Guns N' Roses off of Appetite. Call in 604-822-2487. Let me know which song you think this sounds like. We'll be right back. Budgie. Budgie, where have you been all my life? Okay, that was Bread Fan by Budgie, circa 1973. If you've never heard of Budgie, go buy everything they ever made. If you like the riff rock. Now, that opening riff in that song, I don't know if you noticed, but it sounds a lot like this riff from this band. Check it out. That's enough of that. Boom, I just cut it off in the middle of the song. You know why? We like to please the fans around here. And I actually just got a call, a complaint, saying, why are you playing Guns N' Roses on CITR? You know what? Legitimate question, good point. It's to show that they're ripoff artists. I'm sorry to say, it troubles me. Well, not really, I don't really give a shit. But they stole the riff from the Budgies. Not the Budgies, just Budgie. That's what they're called. And that's what I have to say about that. If you have any complaints, or if you just want to comment about anything, really, call in. I'm lonely in here. I'm missing the other two members of Hot Mess. I don't know, man. It's crickets chirping in the studio right now. But whatever. I'm gonna get some more music right now. I don't know where to go with it from here. We did the riff rock. We did a little electronic music. We'll figure something out. But first, here's a commercial on Hot Mess.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM UBC Radio in Vancouver.
All right, I will do that. I will do what that guy just told me to do. But first, I'm going to listen to this song. I don't know if you know who the Gutter Twins are, but I'm a huge fan, and because I'm a huge fan of Mark Lanegan. So I've just decided to play a bunch of stuff with Mark Lanegan in it. Mark Lanegan, if you know your 90s grunge, was the lead singer of a band called the Screaming Trees. And then went on and did a bunch of other stuff. He's like a vocalist with the Queens of the Stone Age. Meh, Queens of the Stone Age. The Gutter Twins are where it's at, friends. This is dark, it's grimy, and I dare say sexy. And it's right here on Hot Mess.
your cow for the night, porter. You smell the blood running warm. I stay close to this frozen border, so close I can hit it with a stone. Now something crawls right up my spine that I always got to follow. Turn out the lights. Don't see me drawn and hollow. Just blood running warm. No one needs to tell you that there's no use for you here anymore. And where are your friends? They've gone away. It's a different world. They left you this, the janitor, the emptiness. So let's get it on. Sun is finally going down, and you're overdue to follow, but you're still above the ground. What you got coming is hard to swallow, like blood running warm. They call for the night porter. They smell the blood, blood running warm. Well, I've been waiting at this frozen border, so close you could hit it with a stone.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the 22nd annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival from August 12th to 22nd. It's Vancouver's second largest film festival, and every year the Queer Film Fest brings the very best in queer independent cinema from around the world to Vancouver. On top of all the great films, the festival also hosts performances, workshops, panel discussions and parties. Be sure to check out CITR's sponsored screening of Riot Act, Flaunting Gender Deviance in Music Performance, on Tuesday, August 17th at 9:30 at Cinema Tinseltown. Don't miss the Vancouver Queer Film Festival from August 12th to 22nd. For more information, go to citr.ca or queerfilmfestival.ca.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
CITR 101.9 FM and Bad Bird present the Main Street Vinyl and Arts Fair, Sunday, August 22nd at the Lunar Lounge, third floor of Planet Bingo, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. Buy, sell, trade new and used vinyl, 7 inches, LPs, and even cassettes. Check out wares from some of Vancouver's most talented young artists and jewelers. Featuring live music from CITR DJ Luke Meat. Go to CITR.ca or badbird.tv for details. The Main Street Vinyl and Arts Fair, Sunday, August 22nd, noon to 6 p.m. Third floor of Planet Bingo, two blocks south of Main and Broadway.
Well, I see you there!
Live at the Lunar!
right. Well, I just played for you a bunch of Mark Lanegan, his various various stylings from various acts, various projects that he's worked on. We heard a little Gutter Twins, Idle Hands. We heard a little Screaming Trees in there. And, of course, solo Mark Lanegan, my favorite Mark Lanegan, with a very haunting When Your Number Isn't Up. Man, I would love to smoke cigarettes and drink whiskey with that guy. I think it would be a funky adventure. And I know he does it because his voice tells me he does it. Probably a couple times a day. Or all day long. You are listening to Hot Mess. It is quarter past the hour, approximately. The phone number here is 604-822-2487. You can follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/hotmess.org. HOTMESSDOTORG. There. I did all the commercials. I did all the promo stuff. And now we can just sit back and relax and enjoy some music. If you know anything about me, Jay, on this show, then you know that I love a band called Rocket from the Crypt. Love them. Like, mind-blowingly awesome love for this band. And now here's a song that rocks by Rocket from the Crypt. Moses, Rocket from the Crypt, you do it to me every time, and that's why I love ye. On a Rope by Rocket from the Crypt. I like the punk rock, the real punk rock, not the fake punk rock. Oh, a special guest is in the studio with us right now, Davey J.
David Love Jones, that's my name, actually.
I know, but can I just call you that?
Not officially, like not actually on my birth certificate.
But I know, but if I call you, I feel like I can call you Davey J because we're friends.
Pretty much, yeah. No, it's been done before.
What do you got coming?
Davey, actually, some of my best old school friends, yeah, they were definitely down with that one.
Wasn't David Jones was also...
Monkees.
And David Bowie's original name.
Pretty much. So on the coolness factor, you've got a few points.
Yeah, with Mr. Bowie. What do you got coming up on your show right after this show?
Abstract mix tonight, yeah. And I'm not going like one thing or another thing. I'm going like all over.
Cool.
Jazz, soul, Latin, the whole nine yards.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I dig your show. Because you play stuff that isn't mainstream. We try and do that here too. Actually, someone called in. I was trying to illustrate a point that I think Guns N' Roses were ripoff artists, and they had actually stolen a riff from a band called Budgie. So I played Budgie, and then I played Guns N' Roses.
People are looking for Budgie.
They want Budgie.
Yeah.
Give me more Budgie.
Yeah. No. What now? Budgie's been discovered. You know, it's like noise influence on Joy Division. You know,
totally
like certain kind of things. You know.
Well, I'm so into them. I think I might buy a Budgie and call it Budgie.
Budgie are in the house.
Yeah. Anyways, this guy called in. He was like, "Don't play Guns N' Roses. We can't handle it. Why is CITR playing Guns N' Roses?" He was right. I stopped the song midway through.
Wow, that's what you call, thinking about what you're doing.
It's called dedication to the fans.
Yes.
David, we got to give them what they want. You know what I mean? They hear commercial radio everywhere else all day long. We got to give them some rock and roll.
Well, at least a slightly different angle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A different angle. An obtuse angle. On my show.
Obtuse sounds good. All right, I'll try that.
I'm going to sign off now, so you can get underway and get your show together.
I will pull my wax out of my bag, which I just hauled up the hill to UBC on my bike.
Oh, wow. Is it?
The vinyl.
Ah, the vinyl.
Heavy vinyl.
Yes. How many? Oh, well, that sounds...
So 20,
at least you got a workout
out of it. Yeah.
I've just been sitting here getting fatter by the second in the studio. But enough about that. Now I'm going to dance around and possibly jump through a piece of glass because this song makes me want to do that. You've been listening to Hot Mess. I'm Jay Awesome, and we'll see you next week. This is Refused with the New Noise on CITR 101.9. Bye.